Let's go to Tom Raffio. He's very well known to everybody. President and CEO of Northeast Dental. He's also the host on the weekends for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Say that 10 times fast, Tom. Tom, welcome.
Hi, Brad. How you doing? Welcome. I love the show. I love when you sit in. You're a great friend, and of course, know your brother as well. And Jack is happily on vacation, and it's a happy day for us too. Because in about 11:45 today, in about a little more over an hour, the governor is going to be signing Senate Bill 422, which will add the dental benefit for the Medicaid population in New Hampshire, and we're one of only a handful of states that currently don't have it. So it's a great day for oral health, and that's basically, while I do radio, as you referenced, and a lot of other things, I think oral health remains, you know, my primary mission. So it's a great day for my mission.
So that's what I wanted to talk to you about, because quite frankly, you're a bigwig in the dental world, and you're actually an advocate. You know, I'm a lobbyist. I'm a paid lobbyist. That's what I do. A lot of people hate lobbyists. And we actually do a lot
them.
Of good work.
I'm
proud of my clients, and I'm really happy with the work I do. But you actually engage the process, which is, people may not necessarily think that would be a normal thing for the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental.
Well, I like to be hands-on, and I've actually, well, certainly in the last 3 years, this has really heated up. I've actually been at this for a quarter of a century. When I moved up here in 1995, the first thing I discovered was there wasn't an oral health benefit for adults on Medicaid. We had a children's benefit. And so it's been a long-haul process of educating the public, and of course you know this, and anybody that's listened to me knows that there's so much connection between oral health and medical health that you can't have good overall health unless you have good oral health. And if the Medicaid population, which could be upwards to 100,000 Granite Staters, aren't going to the dentist because they don't have either access or can afford it, then they're going to have other medical conditions, emergency rooms, et cetera. So it was just a natural for me to kind of educate the body politics over the years. Eventually, Brad, our leading politicians understood that good oral health for everybody is important. So that, I would say, that knowledge occurred about 5 years ago, and then it took another 5 years to get it funded. That's how things work in New Hampshire, as you know.
But you also worked as part of this, a working group that was convened by the Commissioner of Health and Human Services, right? I mean, so
exactly.
That's
yeah,
really
so we,
engaging the government.
Yeah, yeah. So, and that's so, I'm so glad you made that point. That's why we're all blessed to live in New Hampshire. You definitely be part of the process. Our actuary, Courtney Morin, who is a fellow Society of Actuary, and there's only a handful of those in the country, provided a lot of the numbers support so legislators could understand that while, yes, this is going to probably cost the state about $5 million or less a year, that we're actually going to be saving a lot on the medical side. So Courtney, under my direction, provided a lot of the work group support, and I've testified, and my general counsel has testified, and it's just a really good day for our mission, because one of the things, we have a new tagline now, which is everybody deserves a healthy smile. So we have about 50% of the dental in New Hampshire, or more, probably 60 or 70% is supplied by Northeast Delta Dental. But then there's a host of the underserved population. And so my new tagline is not only people with traditional group or individual dental coverage deserves a healthy smile, but everybody does. And once I got behind that, everybody on the board got behind it, and it was just a natural for us to get involved. And there were many other stakeholders, the New Hampshire Oral Health Coalition, the New Hampshire Dental Society. So it was a total team effort. Senator Rosenwald was obviously, very supportive. And Governor Sununu all along has been supportive of this. He just wanted to make sure that, there was funding for it.
Just got a minute left, Tom, but can you talk about this? So I've had from teeth knocked out. I played hockey. I've got a bunch of fake teeth in my mouth. And I was surprised to hear the doctors tell me about the impact of oral health on your overall health, even on the, you know, how it relates to your heart and your the other aspects that you might not necessarily think of.
Sure. There's all the science out there, diabetes, heart relationships. I'm sure we've all heard of a neighbor or a friend who had heart surgery postponed because they had infected gums. And so all that systemic relationship is there. And then the practical matter, if you have bad teeth, you're not going to be eating fruit, and that creates new issues. And of course, you know, being able to get a job, you know, self-esteem and things like that if you have bad teeth. But the biggest reason is the oral health and medical, you know, systemic relationship, and it's all out there. It's all documented. We provided a study called the Wakely study to the working groups at the State House, and that basically proved by dental scientists, you know what I was saying. So it
Tom, you need to keep doing what you're doing because it's really important. I think it's really important for the citizens of New Hampshire. And quite frankly, it's great for the elected leaders to have your expertise and your input. And I'm so glad that you've been able to participate in this.
I love doing that. And everything we do relates, you know, to giving back. And so, like, a couple of weeks ago, we did the Mount Washington Road Race. But most of those funds went to the Coos County Family Dental Center for oral health for the underserved populations in the North Country. So I try to do what I call servant leadership or level five, you know, leadership.
And they can hear more about this on Northeast Dental
Radio.
Delta Dental Radio this weekend, right?
This weekend. And I have an interesting topic, and then I know you got to go. We actually have Robert Perot talking about the Franco-American lifestyle and culture in the west side of New Hampshire. And his goal, he's a professor at St. A's. His goal is to make sure that people don't forget the Franco-American culture.
Three times
you
cut the board, still too short, right?
You got it.
I appreciate it.